We are on Daf, Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. Let us learn the Tosfos on the sugya that we had learned yesterday. Amar Rabbe Sher Shehemis Ben Chayran. Rabbe said that a Sher Shehemis Ben Chayran, so you only pay Kaifer when there's a Din Skila on the Sher. Sheshemis ben Chayren Shalei Bekavone Potter Mikayfer Shnemar Hasher Yisokel Vegam Ba'olav Yumas Im Kayfer Yishas Olav Kozman Shehasher Beskile Bailem Mishalmim Kayfer Eina Shebeskile Bailem Mishalmim Kayfer. So Rabbi was the one that told us that the Chiyiv Tashlumei Kayfer is dependent if there's a Chiyiv, if there's a Din Skila on the Sher. Zuktaisves ke Rabbi Kiva Sviralei. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, we could say that Tashlumei Kaifer is dependent on the Din Skila. Del Rabbi Lozo. Rabbi Lozo that says Noki is coming to tell us Noki Midmei Kaifer, and it is speaking about Asher Shalei Bekavone. So we see klal from Rabbi Lozo that Asher Shalei Bekavone, there's a chi of kaifer, and I have a posik that a tam does not pay kaifer, a special aloch in tam. So the Rabbi Lozo, vadei chayef, kedamrin alel. That's what Rabbi Lozo said. The Rabbi Lozo said that the miut of Bala Shanoki is coming when Iskavala Bahima Vahorga Sodom, and the Sher is not Chayiv Skila, and the Utsima Muad is Chayiv and Atam is Potter. So according to Rabbi Lozo, Rabbi is Zichah not like Rabbi Lozo. Va'abaye de Porich. Now that Abaye that asks Akasha, he disagrees with Rabbi. Abaye holds that the Chiyuv Kaifer is not dependent on the Din Skila. So Abaye holds Sova Dafilu Rabbi Kiva Moide the Chiyuv Kaifer Muet Shalei Bekavone. The Rabbi Kiva holds that there's a Chiyuv Kaifer Muet Shalei Bekavone Meim Kaifer the Rabbis Shalei Bekavone. Rabbi Kiva holds also like Rabbi Lozo, and that's the whole machlokes Abaye and Rabbi. I'll leave it there, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva also holds that there's a chiyuv tashlumei kaifer, even though the sheir is not beskila. Aye, if Rabbi Kiva also holds like this, so why didn't Rabbi Kiva say that the miut of Bala Sher Noki is going on Nokim Mechatzi Kaifer, because there's a Chiyuv of Kaifer, Afilu Shalei Bekavone. So Tosfos answers, Behod Itzach Le Rabbi Kiva Lukmi Bala Sher Noki Lidmei Evet, Loi Boi Lukmi Noki Lachatzi Kaifer, Shalei Bekavone, the way Rabbi Lezer said, Hainu mishum, the meim kaifer, leimabinam, elo, the bishaloi bekabone, mechayiv kibekabone. That means, the parsha says, asher yisokel, the gambol of yumas, him kaifer yushas olo. So the pasuk seems to tell us a formula. When there's skile, then there's a chiyuv kaifer. So we see that the chiyuv kaifer is dependent on the din skila. Then we have a ribuy of im kaifer yushas olav. And the im is marbe, that even though there's no chiyuv skila, there's also a chiyuv kaifer. I mean, Sher Shalei Bekavone, there's also a Chiyuv Kaifer. But the drash goes that when bekavone there's a chiyuv kofer, that means a muad. That bekavone there's a chiyuv kofer, because by a muad there's no problem of if you lebezn v'yishalem loch. So then there's a riboy that even though there's no chiyuv skile, there still is a chiyuv kofer. That means the im is marbe. Just like when the share is beskile, there's a chiyuv kofer. Afil the share is not beskile, there's also a chiyuv kofer. But by tam, when the share is beskile, there's no chiyuv kofer, because of you lebezn v'yishalem loch. So then, when the share is not beskile, there's also no chiyuv kofer. That is what Rabbi Kiva holds. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva held, by tam, you don't need a pasuk of Bala Sher Noki to tell me that Noki mechatzi koifa, because I don't have a ribui of him. Since Ein Asher Beskile, the whole ribui of Ein Asher Beskile is where Marbe Dumye Ksha Asher Beskile, and by a tam on the Sher is Beskile, there's no chiyuv koifa. So Memela Ein Asher Beskile, there's also no chiyuv kofer. So let's see again the lashon of Tosfos. V'hainu davke muad. Davke amuad. The mechayev al pi edim bekavonim. So Memela yochayev kofer shalai bekavonim. That's the im kofer. Avol tam al pi edim leko kofer bekavonim. Vishim de biyule bezn biyishalem loch, shaloi bekavone nami. Oy al piyatzmoy, where there's no skila, lekel ribuye me im kaifa. He says, the im is, that if it would be bekavone, you pay kaifa, so shaloi bekavone also pays kaifa. But if, by a tam, a bekavone, you'll never pay kaifa, al se biyule bezn biyishalem loch, shaloi bekavone, you also wouldn't pay kaifa. Lahochi porich shaper Rabbi Kiva Rabbalozo afilu labaye imikoich eviyu lebezn v'yishalim loch yesh lepoitre afilu shaloi bekavone belav kodinoki. So afilu labaye that holds that chaylek and rabbe ni holds as achiyev tashlum eikoifa afilu shaloi bekavone, not like rabbe. That is dafke by a muad, but not by a tam. Vechein Rav Dimiyom Rav Yochanan lekamo, the Omar im koifer l'rabbi is koifer shaloi bekavone. This is Rav Yochanan's drash. This is afil l'rabbi kiva nama kamiyocha. That you pay koifer shaloi bekavone, but this is dafke by a muad. Ki the perish is labaye, just like I said, pshad according to abaye. So that's Rabbi Yochanan holds. V'rav u'shmur the pligi nami lekamo namasisin d'sher shay mischachach bekoisel bekoifer shalei bekavon. Rav u'shmur is a machlekes. Rav u'shmur, which is similar to this machlekes of abaye and rabbe. Rav holds Yoni Chayev Koifer, there's a Chayev Skila. Shmuel holds, there's a Chayev Koifer, I feel, there's no Chayev Skila. Nirelari, Alibe, the Rabbi Kiva, Pligi. The whole Machloikis is Alibe, the Rabbi Kiva. That means Alibe, the Rabbi Lezer, there's nothing but to talk about. Rabbi Lezer says, Klo, that there's a Chayev Koifer, I feel, there's no Chayev Skila. That's the whole Teretz of Rabbi Lezer. So the whole Machloikis of Rav Shmuel is a limit of Rabbi Kiva. And the Shaila is, if according to Rabbi Kiva, if there is a Chiyu Kaifa, Shalei Bekavona by Yamuit. Shmuel holds this a Chiyu Kaifa, and Rav holds there's no chiyuv kofer like Rabbi. But according to Rabbi Lezer, there's no shaila. The zikr is a chiyuv kofer. Afilu bayatam. Because that's what Rabbi Lezer says. The pasuk Bala Shanoki is coming to tell us that a Tam Shalei Bekavona doesn't pay Kaifa, but without this pasuk, I would say a fellow a Tam Shalei Bekavona pays Kaifa. So Taisvis just now was Magdir. According to Rabbi Eleza, there is no such concept of Ein Hasher Beskila in Abayla Mishalmin Kaifa that everyone holds. There's no Shaila in Rabbi Eleza. The Shaila is in Rabbi Kiva. Abaye and Shmuel hold, according to Rabbi Kiva, by Amud. Tistaka also no such concept. And even in a Sheb Eskila, as a Baila Mashalma Kaifa, but by Yatam, they all hold that the Vein Hashem Eskila in a Baila Mashalma Kaifa. The Koin Trabeleza, everyone holds that Afal Gav Shein Hashem Eskila, a Baila Mashalma Kaifa. Vahodi Yitoysev Rav Mibaraisa, the Maise, Tanya Kabosa, the Shmuel, the Yifta, the Rav. Later the Gemara is going to slug up Rav, because the Baraisa says that Yechayev Kaifa, even though Ein Asher Beskila, it yifted the Rabba Legilsus Rashba. So Taisus has Akasha now. If in Yesod, the Zazicha Machlekes Tanoim in this Shaila, Rabbi Leza Zicha holds that Ein Asher Beskila Bailam Mishalmim Kaifa, Afilabayatam. So, how could you ask a kasha from a baraisa and rav that says this din? The baraisa says that Yochayev b'kaifa, even though in a sheb eskila, maybe this baraisa is going according to Rabbi Eleza. So how could you slug up rav? Yeshloime de choshev leile talmude tiyufte gemure, shim da'ayri b'sefer rav yudah b'rav shimon. Because the safe of this baraisa, we have a member of Rabbi Yudah b'Rav Shimon, Shehem Talmidei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yudah b'Rav Shimon, Talmidei Rabbi Kiva, Kibrinim Sanhedrin, the Kulan Alibe b'Rabbi Kiva. The Sefrot, Sefri, or these are Talmidei Rabbi Kiva, the whole Rabbi Kiva, like Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yudah b'Rav Shimon, Talmidei Rabbi Kiva. So Memele, so that's the Kashan Rab. We see from over here that Rabbi Kiva alone holds Al Kaponim by Amud, that even though Ein Asher Beskila, Bailam Mishalmim Kaif. Bivom Isnami Omar, Atshebo Rabbi Kiva, Eitzar Rabbi Zayna Shebedorim, Vishono Lehem. These are the Rabbi Zayna Shebedorim include Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So this is Shitas Rabbi Kiva. We have here Machloikis Amiroim that Rabbi Kiva holds by Amud. If Ein Asher Beskila, what the din is, Rabbi and Rav hold that Ein Asher Beskila in Abayla Mishalmim Kaifer, and Abaye Shmuel hold, Abaye and Shmuel Rabbi Yechon hold, by Amud, Ein Asher Beskila, Abayla Mishalmim Kaifer. The Rabbi Eleza Svirolei, now Taisus makes up his Acheshbon, what does Rabbi Eleza hold? Rabbi Eleza says you need a miut to tell us that a tam is potter from Chatzi Kaifa. In the case of speaking about Shaloi Bekabone, Rein Asher Beskila, Rabbi Eleza holds clear that the Chiyev Kaifa is not at all dependent on Asher Beskila. Rabbi Eleza Svirolei, the Ika Kaifa Shaloi Bekabone. Beloi riboy de im kaifa. He doesn't need a riboy. He holds tamazoi that kaifa is not at all dependent on chiyev skila. He never made this drash, so it's not dependent on chiyev skila, so theoretically, atam shalei bekavone would be chayev kaifa. So, was getting around, there's no chiyev skila, but, Kaifa is all not dependent on Chiyev Skila. So that's you need a miyut in Kaifa Yishasol. That's you need a miyut, Bala Shanoki, to tell me that Atam is Potter from Chatzi Kaifa. Allah Yitzhak Krod, Noki Lamuti Tam Shalei Bekabone Mechatzi Kaifa. ואם תמצא לאימא, דמריבויו דם כיפה, נחקלי כיפה שלא בקבונה, If you'll tell me, no, Meron Emerson, Pashtei Dekro, speaking about Sher Bekabona. Pashtei Dekro is telling us you pay Kaifer when the Sher is Beskila. And the Im is coming to tell us, even the Sher is not Beskila. You also pay Kaifer. So, Chloima, the Bahach, Svore, the Prishis, the Loima, Binen, Meim Kaifer, Shaleba, Kabon, Lechdika, Kaifer, Kabon, Apligo, Iyo, Adrabekib. So now Taisva says, if we will say that Rabbi Eleza holds that Emerson, Pashti, the Krah, tells us that the Chi of Kaifer is Tali in Skila. Then we have Ahiboi, Im Kaifer, that's coming to tell us that there's a Chiyuv Kaifer, a Filu, without Skila. And this in Rabbi Elazar holds this Ribui is coming to tell us, Bein Mu'ed, Bein Tam. I have a flat Ribui that is Mechayev Kaifer, Shalei Bekavone. And therefore I need Ubala Sher Noki to tell me that Atam is Potter Shalei Bekavon. So, that Gufet, Machloikis, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kive, is in this Nekuda that we had mentioned, that if the Ribui of Im Kaifer is only if Bekavone that be Achiv Kaifer, so you're Mabe Shalei Bekavone, for the Im Kaifer is a straight ribui. All shaloi bekavonis are chayiv bekaifa. And filu bekavonis be potter from kaifa al tibiyula bezim b'yishalom. And that's the machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Now, I had a shtikel ha'ore, according to what Tosfos is saying over here, that Rabbi Elazar holds as follows, that Pashtei Dekra is coming to tell us that Kaifer is Tali in Skila. Fine. Then it comes Im Kaifer is coming to tell us that not Tali in Skila. Afilu Shalei Bekavone, you also Chayiv Kaifer. That's the Im Kaifer. And now I need a Posik, Bala Shanoki, to tell me that it's Thomas Potter from Kaifer. So I have a whole Chabgadia over here. So I thought, L'chayr, it's more the Gmodne. Why did the Torah write, first the Torah wrote, Pashtei Dekra, that the Chiyuv Kaifer is Tali in Skila. It says, Asher Yisakel, V'gam Ba'al of Yumas, and Kaifer Yushasalov, the Chiyuv Kaifer is Tali in Skila. Then the Torah says, you know, it's not Tali in Skila. How do I know this? Im. So, why did the Torah have to write a Pashtei Dekra to tell me that it is Tali in Skila? And then it comes and tells me an Im that it's not Tali in Skila. I mean, Shema Shemaim. So, don't make this whole Pashtei, you don't need a drash. The Torah made a whole problem over here. L'fiyemis, according to Rabbi Elazar, the Chiyuv Kaifer is not Tali in Skila. L'fiyemis, that's what Rabbi Elazar holds. You learn that from the Im. The second Teres. According to the first Teres of Teisus, Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold this Pashtei Dekra. He holds, period, Kaifer is not Tali Beskila. That's Gevaldik. He holds Kaifer is not Tali Beskila. But according to the second Loshen, it's Mechadik Modna. I have a Pashtei Dekra that Kaifer is Tali Beskila. That's the Pasik. Asher Yisakel, Im Kaifer Yushasola. Then it says, why did it say Im? So Im is coming to tell that's not Tali. So, why did they have to write a Pashtei Dekra then take a drashim? Don't make a Pashtei Dekra and I won't come to have a that Kaifer is totally in skillless. I don't need a drash of him. So I thought, could be, let's learn the Pasuk Elach. The Pasuk is saying, Asher Yisakel, the Gambol of Yumas, Im Kaifer Yushasolov. The Pasuk is telling us, in the case that the Sher is Beskila, that means Sher Bekavone, the sher gets kile, and two other things happen. The gambol of Yumos, the bailam is chayv misa bidei shamayim. Im kaifa yusha solov, and then there's a din kaifa that can patter him for misa bidei shamayim. This is a sher bikavone. I have a sher bikavone that killed someone. So memele, the zachiyah misa bidei shamayim. By the fourth time, the zachiyah misa bidei shamayim. The zachiyah of kaifa. What will be the din? A sher shaloi bikavone. The sher didn't want to kill a person. Before, it wanted to kill a sher. It wanted to kill another sher. A sher shaloi bikavone. It didn't want to kill a person. Want to kill another, and by accident, it killed a sher. Is there a chiv misa bidei shamayim? Is there a chiv misa bidei shamayim? So, dach sechmir, that is no chiv misa bidei shamayim. Verkehrt, the chiv misa bidei shamayim is spelled out, hasher yisokel, if the sher killed bekavon, yeb hasher, that's a mood already. And the fourth time it killed, It killed a person, but kavone, yurchai misa b'day shamayim. You have a sher that's a murderer, and this is the fourth. Shvichas domim, yurchai misa b'day shamayim. And you have to pay kaifa. But it will be a sher shaloi b'kavone, anachai misa b'day shamayim. The takas nochi misa b'day shamayim. The im kaifa is coming to tell us, the im is a ribui. That's 100% true. You're a potter from Misa B'day Shemayim, but you're Chayiv Kaifa. So there's two dinim of Tashlumei Kaifa. There's a din of Tashlumei Kaifa that comes to take away the Chayiv Misa B'day Shemayim. That's Pashtei Dikro. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. And then there's an im that's coming to tell us, you know, there's a chiyuv tashlumei kaifa if there's no misa b'day shemayim. That's the im shaloi bekavone. Shaloi bekavone l'chayre, there's no chiyuv misa b'day shemayim. Vafal pikein, there's a new chiyuv kaifa. So there's a kaifa that comes to take away chiyuv misa b'day shemayim, and there's a kaifa that is a chiyuv tashlumei kaifa, but there's no chiyuv misa b'day shemayim. And I thought, l'chayre, it's muchach like this, according to Rabbi Leza, because l'fiyemes, Rabbi Leza holds that atam shaloi b'kavone peis koifel. That's Rabbi Leza, atam shaloi b'kavone peis koifel. So l'chayre, I thought, atam shaloi b'kavone, what does that mean? That means I have a tam. It never was negeach an odom in its life. And then it went, it charged, it wanted to kill Asher, and Shaloi Bekavone, it killed the Adam. So if the Yemes Rabbi Leza holds, you'd be Chayiv Kaifa, but there's a posik, need a special posik, Baal Asher, Noki, Yepotavim Kaifa. Fine, Yepotavim Kaifa. Xeris Akosa. But let us think, in such a case, is this person Chayiv Misa B'day Shamayim? Shem Shamayim, by a Tam, is there a Chayiv Misa B'day Shamayim? What my pishi and machatosi? My sher never in its life killed a person. Now it also didn't want to kill a person. And in shaloi bekavon it killed a person. So the bailam is chayiv misa b'day shamayim. And that's why I need a meat, the pata from kaifa. So lachayra, I think from Rabbi Leza, you see klal, that there's a chayiv tashlumei kaifa, which you're learning that has nothing to do with misa b'day shamayim. So b'meilei b'zoi, it's very good why you have these two limudim, there's a limud of there's a koifer, and there's a chiyuv misa b'day shemayim by bikavone, and then there's an im koifer when shaloi bikavone. And I just want to say one shtikel lahore, I found that the mechilta says, not like I'm saying, the mechilta brings down a Rabbi Yehuda that says, ubal asher noki, which is speaking about a tam, mi misa b'day shemayim. Oh, so he needs a miyut, I miss it b'day shemayim. But I just want to say that I'm already gezegd that this part of miss it b'day, you have to know what it's speaking about. Well, kaponim, this is a member of Rabbi Yehuda. My love, kaifa, loy dome. So the Gemara is the Kashan Rabbi. We learned about Reise, heimish, shayri, es ployni, הרי זה משלם על פי עצמוי. מי לב כיפה? So you pay כיפה על פי עצמוי. So, הכי יפי כיפה על פי עצמוי, יצא אין אשר בסקילה. על פי עצמוי אין אשר בסקילה. So how do you pay כיפה? So see, כלו, not like rabbi, that כיפה is not totally in skila. Smo says, loy domi. No, it means על פי עצמוי you pay domi. ואם תאימה, למען דיומה, כיפה דמי נזיק, if you hold כיפה דמי נזיק, מייקה בין דומים לכיפה. So yesterday we mentioned that Rashi had this problem also, but now Taisus asked this question. What? You pay דמי נזיק. So if the share is בסקילה, you pay דמי נזיק, כיפה. If the share is not בסקילה, you don't pay כיפה, you pay דמי נזיק, not כיפה. Domin, but it's, what's the chilek? I'm paying the same amount, a chilek, sater shem, sater, I mean, what's the chilek? It's, lamais, it's the same amount of money. V'nira l'ri, ki goin shem meis ha-mazik. I tell you, Merdik and Atmin, it says, that the mazik died, v'ein kapor ala ha-chamise. So if the shayr was beskile, it was a shayr bekavone, so then there's a din of tashlumei kaifa, and he died before Hamad Bedin, then kapor lachamise. Kamei chatas v'osham, then voin lachamise. Lachamise, don't bring a chatas, a kapor, it does not apply by a mace. Avu domim mishalem, but if it's a din tashlumei domim, it's nizokim, then you will pay. So there's a nafkamine bein domim le kaifa, if he died before Amod Bedin, will there be a chiyev on him to pay, on the Yoshim to pay? If Kaifer is a kapore, so they ain't kapore the mason. If there's a chiyev domim, so then there will be a chiyev to pay. Ilafise, so Taisa says something, a very interesting observation. Chamura shaloi bekavone, mi bekavone. So it comes out very interesting that the share was bekavone. So then the chi of tashlumim is tashlumei kapore. So then you put it to pay in kapore le meisim. And if the share was shaloi bekavone, so lachir the pshia was much less. It was shaloi bekavone. Then there's a chi of to pay lachamise. So Taisa says it's very interesting, but it comes out that shaloi be, the two gidrei tashlumim, there's a tashlumei kapore, there's a tashlumei domim. One, by bekavone, there's a tashlumei kapore, shaloi bekavone, there's a tashlumei domim. And it could very well be that the tashlumei domim could be more chomel than the tashlumei kapore, even though the seichel perhaps would be mechayiv, not like that, about kaponim. There's a difference, and it can come out that there's a chomel of domim over Kaifa. I just like to mention the Alki David has a very interesting ha'ore. He says, we learn our Gemara, Rabbi was machadish as a chiyev domim. Kaifa has halachas, there's a whole dinner, that's a dinner kaifa, but then that we have a posik. But then Rabbi opened up our eyes and told us, Rabbi, you know, now the din kaifa, there's another din. There's a din if there's no din kaifa, but what would be the din if the share was mazik a person? So he mechuyev to pay the nizik. So a share kills a person, so it's also a hezik. So there's a chiv. Rabbi opened up her eyes and said, no, there's a chiv tashlumi nizokin when you kill him. Malikot la palga, malikot la kula. Yeah, there's a din tashlumi nizokin. Fine. So there's two sidrei tashlumi. This one Seder Tashlumim of Kapore, this Tashlumim is another purpose. Nebuch, the owner of the share, it's bitter, there's a Chiyev Misa Midei Shemayim. He needs Rachmim. The Torah said, no, pay Kaifa, you'll be Neskapa. This, ball of Yumas, pay Kaifa. That's one Kaifa. That's it. Now, Leske Kasha, what's with the Tashlumim Nezokim? I mean, forget, that's talking about Simulate. You have to take off the Misa Midei Shamay. Fine, but what's with the Tashlumin Nezokim? So, Weiss Dachois, listen, there's, The Torah said, you pay this. There's two gidrei tashlumim. If you're chayav misa b'dei shemayim, that's your obligation. Get rid of the misa b'dei shemayim. What's with the tashlumi nezokin? You don't have to pay tashlumi nezokin. You pay kaifa. Or perhaps maybe we could say, no, in the tashlumi kaifa, like tashlumi nezokin also. We'll say, if we want to ease our conscience, we'll say that. No, I mean, I'm killing two birds with one stone. It's a kapore and a painter. You're getting paid also. If you hold kaifa the main nizik. Fine. Let's, one of the two. But let's see what Taisa said now. Taisa said Amoridika Chiddush. Now it happened. The share was Bekavone. So now there's a chiev Koifer. Then the person died before Amodah Bedin. So we say, no. There's no chiev Koifer anymore because Ein Kapora LeMeisim. So what's the din? So Taisa says he's Potter. He's Potter, period. And that's because here there was never Chal Achiev Domin. This Chal Achiev Koifer. So it's Amoridika Zach. So you see, a moiridik echidish von Taisvis. When it's a shebe kavon, there's a chiev kapore. And there's times you don't pay the kapore, ain't kapore the mason. So what is with the tashlum in the socket? Gonish, the, by him there's a chiev kapore. So weiss doch heus, it's a moiridik echidish, da ki dovid is madgish, we see a moiridik echidish in Taisvis. I mean, we say the chiev domim is a tashlum in the socket, the kedin. And all of a sudden, there's no Tashlumei Kaifer, because he died, and finished, and there's no Tashlumei Nezokin either. So it's very interesting. Yeah, Taisha says, Tashlumei Kaifer is gringer than Tashlumei Domin. But why isn't there Tashlumei Domin? I mean, it would seem, the way we had mentioned yesterday from Rab Chaim, that the Tashlumei Domin is also Psaq Kaifer Dikedin. Either there's a din tashlumi kaifer, when the din tashlumi kaifer is not applicable, there's a din of tashlumi domim. But tashlumi domim is not stamazoi. It's main tashlumi kaifer. So here there's a din tashlumi kaifer finished. So whenever there's a din of tashlumi kaifer, lemaisa there's never is a din of tashlumi domim. Come on, that's what we see from Taisus. That's one afkamina. Don't look at me like I'm saying it's a meridik chedush. Meridik chedushim. Vachinami yeshchuma acheresh shaloi bekavone mikavone. Laman di yom ha-koifa demay mazik. The pomim shanizik shavu yoysim in a mazik. So if you hold the may mazik, you paid it the may mazik. The mazik was he had a shirt that was a murderer, but the mazik himself wasn't worth too much money. So if you hold kai for the May Mazik, you just paid the May Mazik and finished. And the Yorshim will not get the value of the Nizik. If it was Shaloi Bekavone, then you paid the May Nizik. Second Afkamina. Vaidi Shloime, the Afkamina Ben Domim Le Kaifer, the Domim Yochel Limchel. The kaifer ain't a yachal limchel. Amoridika Chiddush. That Taisa says, if it's a chiyuv domim, so pshat, there's a tashlumei nezokin de kedin. I owe you money. So this is a bein odom lechaveiroi de kedin. I killed the mace, so I was mazik the mace, so there's a chiyuv tashlumim to the mace. The maize died, so the chiyuv tashlumin goes over to the yoshim. So just like if someone borrowed money from the maize and the maize dies, so the schus gvias chayv go over to the yoshim. So now the yoshim gave it the chayv. So memele, the same thing over here. The baal asher owes the maize. It's a chiyuv bein odom lechaveiroi. And now the schiv goes over Beirusha to the Yoshim. So now if the Yoshim want to be Michael, they could be Michael. You owe us the money, we're Michael, you're finished. Mechila will help. But if it's a chiv kapore, I'm sorry. The Rabbeinu Shalom said, the only way I'll get a kapor, if you get hold of the money. You vaychel me. You're not the Sibes Achiv. You're not a Baldova. The Rabbeinu Shalom said, by taking money, putting it into that pushka, you'll get a kapor. The Rishus HaYesoymim, if they get this money, you'll be niskapa. That's how you get a kapor. So Memeila, so the vaychel me. I don't owe you anything. I need a kapore, and by giving it to you, that's the only way I get a kapore. The Kelta Dvar Yaakov says, I mean, if these Yoshim have a interest to, that the Bala Sher shouldn't pay, there's an answer what to do. They'll take the money, yet a kapore, mochalach, 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 then they can give him back the money. And if they want, they can do that. Yet the kapore, he won't give him back. But to be moichalim, he doesn't have to give the money at all. You hold this, the chiv is a kaif of the kedin, he has to give in order to get a kapore. If you have a pshit alone, the kaif is sholim amarachman of a leichatzi kaif, have a nafkamina nami loho. And Taisa says, another nafkamina. That means before the way the shayla, if a shir shal shnei shutfim, they killed the person, if they pay kaifa, you don't pay kaifa, if they pay the whole kaifa, they pay, or they only pay chatzi kaifa, there's no such thing as chatzi kaifa. So they says, if we would assume, there's no tashlumim of chatzi kaifa, kaifa vele chatzi kaifa, so that's in tashlumi kaifa, you don't end up by paying a half a kapole. But tashlumi nezokin, the zikha such as ach, the shoshesh, the shutvim, was mazik, so memele, so the zikha, they'll pay together, each one will pay chatzi demei hanizik. Reisha domim v'seifa knas, reisha domim v'seifa knas. Gemoyas takashe an rabbe. Rabbe had said, that there's no chiyuv, tashlumei koifer, when the share is not pekabone. So, or when the share is not peskila. So the reisha that says that heimis al piyatzmoi, you pay, misham al piyatzmoi means you pay, the means you pay domim. In the seif it says al piyatzmoi, by an eved you don't pay, that means you don't pay knas. He's beside, but that's a shinuya decheike, a shinuya decheike, loy meshanina. So, Taisus says, reisha domin v'seifa knas. So Taisus tema, matiritsu ze, what kind of teritsu is this? I mean, it's a psa, muim de kedoichik. The reisha says, you pay domin, the seifa, you also pay domin. Now the seifa means you don't pay knas. I mean, it's very bother. Why marie the mozil yashiv, perisha mishnah kain. Hemes shayri es ployni, areze mishalem, tashlumim shechiva yakosov, gegoin kaifa, al piyatzmoi mishalme beteres domen. That means the Barais is telling us, by a ben choyrin, al piyatzmoi, you could pay the same amount of kaifa, al salamdes of domen. But you're paying kaifer al salam des avdomen. And avol avdei shel ployni, but if you are hemis avdei al piyatzmoi, so there, you pay domim, but the domim is not the amount of the knas. The knas is shleishim shel ebed, and you pay domim of the ebed. So that's what the Barais is saying. The Barais is saying, by al piyatzmoi, you could pay theoretically the tashlumei kaifa with a lomdus of domin. But al piyatzmei by an eved, you'll never pay tashlumei knas with a lomdus of domin, because domin and knas are not the same figures. Avil avdei shal ployni tashlumim shechive yakosa and shloshim shlevet lo'ilum lo'isham al piyatzmei. Let us go now to Amid Beis. Now, we had learned yesterday that Rabbi said a very interesting thing, that al piyatzmoi, by Ben Chayrin, you pay domim. But piyatzmoy, by Evet, you don't pay domim. We had two biyum to understand this halach. Mosiv Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok. So Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok asked a kasha on Rabbi. He says, Rabbi said, Lemaise, there is a difference in Tashlumei Domim, the Tashlumei Domim of Evet, and Tashlumei Domim of Ben Chayrim. So he asked, we learned about Raisa like this. Kol Shechayev beben Chayrim, Chayev beEvet. All Chiyuvim, which are existent by a Ben Chayrim, are Chayev beEvet. Bein beKayfer, Bein beMise. He says, just like it is a Chiyuv Mise by a Ben Chayrim, it's Chiyuv Mise by an Evet. Just like there's a chiyuv koifer by a ben chayrin, there's a chiyuv koifer by an evet. So the Gemara says, first let's understand the lashon of the braisa. Koifer be evet meike. You pay koifer sai by a ben chayrin, sai by an evet. And children, you don't pay koifer by an evet. Elo lav domim. So you have to take this word koifer with a grain of salt. It means domim. Just like wherever there is a chiyuv domim by a ben chayrim, there's a chiyuv domim by an evet. Now, according to Rabbi, that is not true. Al pi atzmai there's a chiyuv domim by a ben chayrim, and al pi atzmai there's no chiyuv domim by an evet. So memeila, this is a kasha, and what Rabbi said, ike de amri hu meisiv lo hu mefarik lo. He who asked the kasha, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, he said the teretz. He said, "Amre amalei Rabbi." Rabbi said the teretz. Yes, na kasha. Rabbi said the teretz. Ochi toni. Kol the kol is not inclusive. That all cases that you pay domim by a ben chayrin, you pay domim by an evet. That's not true. Because al piyatzma you pay domim by a ben chayrim and you don't pay domim by an evet. No, the kol is mugbo. Let's explain. Kol shechayev be ben chayrim bekavona al pi edim koifer. If edim come, no was bekavona and you chayev koifer chayev bevet knas. So then you chayev the kavona bevet knas, but there was edim. V'chol shechayev ben chayrim sheloi bekavon al pi edim, domim. Now, where yechayev domim al pi edim by ben chayrim, which means sheloi bekavon, chayev bevet sheloi bekavon al pi edim, domim, she also chayev domim al pi edim. So, bekitzer, what did the Gemara answer? So, the Gemara answered, before you held the kol is inclusive, it includes apiatzmai also. So then you had a kasha, because Rabbi said apiatzmai, you never pay domim by an evet. So Moshe said, no, the kol is only coming to include shalei bekavone, apiedim. Shalei bekavone, apiedim. So that we're comparing evet to ben chayrim. Shlei bekavona al pi edim, that ben chayrim is chayiv domim, and Evet is also chayiv domim. Let us see Rashi. El olav domi, uktoni. Kol shechayiv be ben chayrim, chayiv be Evet. Vekivin da amret ben chayrim al pi atzmoi mishalim domim. That's what you said. And it says kol. Amaik Tony Lagabi Eved Aini Mishalma Piyatzma. Before the Baraisa, here it says that an Eved is similar to the Eved is similar to Ben Chayrim. You said in the Baraisa, not like this. Hachi Kama, Kol Sharaif, Hachi Pirush in the Baraisa, Diktoni Kol. The kol is not lab moide mipi atzmei koma. It's not speaking about the kol is not inclusive, it's not including all cases. Ela bados eidim. It's speaking about ados eidim. What's the kol? Kistam kol boy lebezim. Normally you come to bezim with eidim. Hu bados eidim lekem midi. And by eidim, lekem midi, the mechayeves beben choyren, the loy mechayev bebe. That means by ados eidim, there's no difference between eved and ben choyren. Vachi kama. Kol shechayev beben choyren, bekavone al pi eidim koifer. Kol shechayev beben choyren, bekavone al pi eidim, koifa kloima kol shechachayim ben chayim koifa kagam bekabone v'api yedim chayim nami bevet bekabone v'api yedim. What do you pay? Knash loishim losher beskile. So if edim can be mechayim by ben chayim koifa, so edim can be mechayim by an eved shloishim. V'chol shechayim ben chayim domim v'heichi domi kigoyin sheloi bekabone. Alpi Eidim, Chayim Nami Bebe Domin. Aber Alpi Yatzmai Afel Gav, Debe Ben Choyren, Mishalim Domin, Bebe Potter, Kedamore. Hoi Yolo Matzino Chilek, Balpi Yatzmai, Ben Koyfer, Debe Ben Choyren, Leknas Da Ebed. That Koyfer, you pay Alpi Yatzmai, Knas, you don't pay Alpi Yatzmai, Aber Be Eidim, שלוי בקבון אלא אשכן חומרה בקייפה מבקנס, דוחה והוחה פוטר, קוראים את הרבה, גבי דומים תוויו כי הדוד עניין. So that's for entering the ברייסה. אומה עלי רובה. So now רובה came and asked הקשה. היא הוחי, but בקיצה, what are you telling me? You're telling me, that there's a chiyev domim shaloi bekavone. There's no edim in the shaloi bekavone, even though there's no chiyev kaifa. There's a chiyev domim. So Rove asked, Ihochi, Ishoi shaloi bekavone. What's Ishoi shaloi bekavone? Al pi edim. That means he was madlik anesh. Without any intention, someone got killed. Nishalim dami. So we should pay dami. Just like you're telling me. That means